This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been talking currency quite a bit on the broadcast lately, the strength of the dollar and the correlated weakness of the euro, not to mention the Russian ruble, again in trouble today, by the way. Today, though, was a big day for cryptocurrency. I'm talking here about Bitcoin, the virtual currency that pretty much lives in our computers or on our phones. What happened today was the launch of the first major U.S.-based licensed exchange for trading Bitcoins. It's called Coinbase and is run by, it won't surprise you to hear, a Silicon Valley startup of the same name. The company has gotten its exchange off the ground with $100 million in backing from some quite respectable banks and venture capitalists and the New York Stock Exchange itself, for that matter. It will let money managers and investors and merchants and regular people who have used Bitcoins stashed online buy and sell them with a degree of security and reliability that has been so far lacking for this brave new currency. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Bitcoin. It's the leading digital currency in the world right now. It's not backed by any government or central bank. It allows people to buy and sell things, to send value via the internet. But how much value? That's a problem.
Bitcoin is a very volatile currency.
Jeff Brito runs Coin Center, a nonprofit policy group that supports the new technology.
It's traded from pennies per Bitcoin when it first began in 2009 to a high of about $1,200 or $1,300.
You'll get about $300 for a Bitcoin today.
I would not put money into Bitcoin that I couldn't afford to lose. It's in many ways a speculative bet if you're going to hold it for a long term.
And banks and hedge funds surely feel the same, especially with stories of Bitcoin exchanges like Mt. Gox in Japan mysteriously going belly up. Now enter Coinbase's new exchange, backed by banks, venture capital firms, and the New York Stock Exchange. Campbell Harvey teaches finance at Duke University.
We've got this respected exchange that's in the U.S., that isn't in Slovenia or someplace in Japan. They will provide a benchmark for pricing and presumably lead to lower volatility.
And Harvey says more acceptance by financial institutions and consumers in time.
Given that Bitcoin is still a nascent technology, a lot of people don't fully understand it or trust it. This gives a degree of comfort.
And Harvey says, as Bitcoins become more accepted, consumers will benefit from the virtual currency's high level of cybersecurity and lower payment costs. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
One thing Mitchell didn't get to in his story, the sound of Bitcoins. Because come on, what is more recognizable than the sound of regular coins jingling in somebody's pocket? That, true story, is how I used to know my boss was coming down the hallway.